going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Stanley Cup Final starts tonight, and we are rolling along. Combine continuing this week here in Buffalo. Sabre discussions, which we have had plenty of and will continue now, because yesterday Noah Cates got his deal with Philadelphia, four years, $4 million per. And when you look statistically, and we had this discussion previously based on a Philadelphia signing with Ty Forster and how it could look for Jack Quinn, given the similarities statistically between those two, there are very, very strong comparisons to be made statistically between Noah Cates and Ryan McLeod over the course of their careers. So at 4x4 for Cates, what do you think this may or may not do to McLeod's future earnings here in Buffalo?
I feel, and this is just my feel, that this Noah Cates extension is the very, 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 very low bottom of what Ryan McLeod would be. I think McLeod has more experience, a few more games played, a few more points. And when I look at last year, his production, the way that he was able to get his best season and played elevated in the lineup, I think if you compare McLeod to Noah Cates, you're going to say, oh, Noah Cates, a $4 million player. McLeod is, at the very least, $500,000 to $1 million more that per year. So I think that we're looking at starting most likely at 4.5, but probably trending more towards 5 a year for Ryan McLeod. Now, the term is a little interesting to me because Noah Cates signs a 4-year deal. He is 26 years old. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at Ryan McLeod, who is 25, are you thinking, do you want to go for 7-8 years or do you want to go for 4 years and then hit another contract as a UFA at 29, another like big deal, right? So that is a conversation. If you want to go 4 years, that's fine. But if you want to go longer term, maybe we can bring the number down a little bit and say, we're guaranteeing you money over 7 years, over 6 years, over 8 years, potentially. Like, the number is going to be a little bit lower because we're giving you that long-term security.
Right. Are you suggesting that you think the Sabres are going long-term? Are you suggesting that you would go long-term? How are you viewing how Ryan McLeod's next deal
looks? The team, I would like to go 4 or 5 years, because I think you're getting the best years out of Ryan McLeod. And I think that you go from 25 to 30, that's perfect or whatnot. If I'm Ryan McLeod and I had my best season and I'm thinking, well, maybe I want to be able to continue what I'm doing and set myself up for another contract, I'm looking at probably 3 years, saying 25, 26, 27. I'm 28 years old. I can hit another 6 or 7 year deal at 28. All of a sudden, that's 10 years of big, you know, contracts that I'm getting, as opposed to just getting 6 or 7 years. So for me, the sweet spot for the Sabres would be 5 or 6 years. And a sweet spot for the player would probably be 3. So I think they're probably going to settle something around the 4 or 5 year deal and go that route.
We talked a lot about JJ Paterka and what's next for him contract-wise. Interesting to read that Drake Batherson's name is out there from Ottawa. And Drake is a little older, not much, a little older, and is locked in for 2 more years at 4.975. and has the same production as Paterka. So why do you think, you know, Ottawa might be moving, interested in moving Batherson, especially when the talk is they would want another top six forward? I love how this game plays. Anyway, what comparisons are there to be made between two guys who had the exact same point total last year and the fact that Batherson, of course, based on age, has had more of a track record here as far as consistent production, like 20 plus goals, 60 plus points. And at just under 5 million, again, this is all relative to NHL inflation, you know, Batherson would be presumably lower for the next couple of years than what JJ Paterka is going to be.
And when Batherson signed his deal, he just come off a 34 point season. That's why. So I think the Ottawa Senators are seeing value in Drake Batherson. 2 years at less than $5 million. Can we get something that's going to be even better? Maybe a team like the Dallas Stars, who are saying, we need players that are making lower, that can still produce, but they need to shed like big money and I don't want to say superstar talent, but closer to the higher tier talent in the NHL. Ottawa is probably trying to figure out if there is some really big value to get out of Drake Patterson. So, I mean, JJ Paterka is a 60-plus point guy, and I get that the numbers with Drake Patterson and Paterka very similar last year. But
identical, when, 68 points.
Yeah, when Batherson signed, he had, you know, he was getting 30 points. And Batherson decided to go for a little bit more of security, signing a 6-year deal, right? And making the AAV around what is it, 4.975. So that's with a player like a McLeod will have to decide. Do I want a little longer at less, or do I want to go short term? Give me the value that I have right now, and I'm going to double down in 3 years from now. Batherson decided to get a little less for longer, but now the Ottawa Senators hold the value. There's value in Drake Batherson and the money.
Well, I guess the proper way to look at this is when there's more players in the market, allegedly, reportedly, whatever, to be potentially on the move, how does that impact every team, every situation? Like, if you were thinking and you're in talks like, maybe we would consider moving JJ. Again, this is just,
yeah,
whatever. Like, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, maybe we could get Batherson locked up for a couple of years at considerably less than what we were planning to spend. Like, how, just from your knowledge, like how
that's
do,
what Ottawa's and trying
even,
to do.
Like, I wanted to actually preface it this way a lot earlier. Like, this Dallas reality of their cap situation and Jason Robertson. Like, we've talked, everyone has talked for so long about Mitch Marner's future, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's a UFA, potentially, and he can go wherever. But, like, what if you were a team that was sitting there for the last 3 months going, okay, we've got the cap space, like, we can do this, or you go...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maybe Jason Robertson for this year at far less, and then for the next few years at definitely less than what Marner's making, is a better fit for us. I'm just curious how you plug and play all these names and scenarios and how much you think it impacts ultimately what business you can get done.
Well, if you know, depending on the amount of cash space you have, that's when you have to kind of play around with the value. Like the Ottawa Senators have about $15 million in cap space. And if they were to trade Drake Patterson, and maybe you don't get anything in return, but now that gives you $20 million in cap space. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you can sign Claude Giroux and you can go after a Marner, right? And say, this is what the value of Drake Patterson is.
Or a Robertson.
But you would have to make that move with Dallas. And I'm just saying, that option can be there, but the option of saying, all I need to do is free up that $5 million and get value in picks and prospect back, I'll use that to flip him somewhere else. But now all of a sudden I've got $20 million to re-sign a Claude Giroux, which I don't think he's going to cost a lot of money. There's been rumor that if he doesn't sign with Ottawa, maybe Montreal would be a team that would look at Claude Giroux. He's later in his career. He's from Northern Ontario, maybe Ottawa, Montreal, that's closer to home. That's where he wants to stay at. Kind of like John Tavares with the lease. But that all of a sudden that money could be available for, hey, okay, we had Drake Patterson, great player, good player, but we've upgraded by acquiring a Mitch Marner or by acquiring a Jason Robertson or by going to get a Nick Ehlers, right? I think Nick Ehlers is probably going to get you more production than Drake Patterson. Now, the value is not the same because you're going to pay Nick Ehlers almost $8 million. But if that's what you think it takes for you to get to the next level, then you got to do it. And that's why Drake Patterson of this world are going to be talked about, because there's value there.
Well, even Ehlers could be compromised on the wish list by Robertson's availability, if he is, right?
And let's see, like, nothing happens with Robertson at the draft.
Yeah.
And it's a, oh, well, we're going to explore it in July. Mm-hmm. That matters July 1 when teams are all of a sudden.
Big time.
Like, we can't wait for you, Dallas, to decide. We're going to go to the, you know, plan B or plan C or whatever. Yes. And then the doors close. And then Dallas, and look, you and I talk about it all the time. Why are you doing the Dallas Stars any favors by saying, unless you get the value that you want out of a deal that would help the Dallas Stars shed some salary, don't do it. Don't do it. Let them kind of be stuck and find somewhere else to be able to do your business.
The players have spoken. Nikita Kucherov is their MVP this year, winning the Ted Lindsay Award. Thoughts?
I think Nikita Kucherov is one of the best players in the National Hockey League. He had such an impact with the Tampa Bay Lightning and what they were able to do this year. I still would have felt like Leon Draisaitl to me. If I was a player, I would have probably voted Draisaitl as the The best player, the only player to have scored 50 goals this year. How he was able to elevate the Oilers when Connor McDavid wasn't playing at the top level. But it's kind of funny because I think it surprised Nikita Kucherov when the NHL and the NHLPA made the video to announce he was in the office with Julien Brisebois, the GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Brisebois is telling Kuch, look, the league is saying that we can do two things if you win a trophy. We can fly you and your wife and kids to L.A. to accept the trophy, or they can fly the trophy here. And Kucherov kind of looking around like, what trophy? I win none this year. Meaning he didn't expect it. He didn't expect to be winning this award. It was a complete surprise, which I love. I love when those kind of moments happen and you're able to capture them.
Leading scorer once again in the NHL consecutive years for Kucherov, even though he had a 23-point drop from the previous year. He has three scoring titles and a Ted Lindsay Award today, which is certainly an incredible honor.
Second one, I believe, right?
Second one, but yeah, it's just, I mean, no matter what year you win it, there's always incredible competition. But yes, just the way you laid things out and the era that Kucherov is living in, up against the McKinnons and McDavids and Draisaitls of the world. It really is.
To a certain extent, because Crosby's like, McKinnon first came in, there's Sid, so yeah, he's been able to get it twice from the players' vote. That is significant too, because that is the players' voting.
Quick timeout, back with more as we maybe once again set up game one, the cup final. Stay with us.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.